Father, our sins lie heavily upon us. We are ashamed of our sins. We are guilty, Father. We have sinned against you even this very day. Purge us, Lord. Purge us in the blood of Jesus Christ. Wash away our sins. Make us clean, we pray. Father, thank you that if we are trusting Jesus Christ alone for our salvation, we have everlasting life. So help us now. So meet with us in your word now, Lord, and write your word upon our hearts. Instruct us and teach us, we pray, and cause us to rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour. This we ask and pray for his name's sake. Amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast seeking to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackereth. This is the devotion for April the 17th. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Leviticus 14, verses 1 to 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp. Spurgeon says perhaps the priest was otherwise occupied, and then the leper must wait until he could leave the camp and come to him. But Jesus is always ready to hear the sinner's cry. Moreover, all that the priest could do was to pronounce a man ceremonially clean, who was already healed, but Jesus actually heals the sin-sick soul. Scripture continues, And the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. Spurgeon says, See how the two streams of blood and water meet in the type as they do yet more fully in Jesus. He, as slain for us, purges away our guilt, and as living for us, he is our righteousness. He was delivered for our offences, and was raised again for our justification. He came not by water only, but by water and blood, and we also are now born of water and of the Spirit. Now also we fly in the open field, and a new song is in our mouth, even praise unto our God. In the Evangelists, we meet with the cure of a leper by our Lord, in which the Jewish rites and ceremonies were alluded to. Mark 1, verses 40 to 45. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Spurgeon says, Here was faith enough to believe that Jesus could remove an incurable disease, but there lingered a sad if in his faith, like a dead fly in the pot of ointment. Nevertheless, the Lord Jesus accepted the imperfect faith and gave in return a perfect cure. Verse 41, And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Spurgeon says, What a blessed I will. Christ's will is omnipotent. He can save us even with his wish. He can save us at this present moment. Verse 42, And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Spurgeon says salvation is instantaneous. The moment we believe in Jesus, we have eternal life. Verse 43, And he straitly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Spurgeon says, While the law stood, our Lord observed it. How much more should we obey the gospel in every point of precept and ordinance? Verse 45, But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. Spurgeon says, Jesus was modest and retiring, and sought not honour of men. But the man's gratitude would not let him be silent. He told his story, and the news ran along like fire over a prairie. It blazed abroad to the praise of the good physician. Lord, I am vile, conceived in sin, and born unholy and unclean, sprung from the man whose guilty fall corrupts the race and taints us all. Behold, I fall before thy face. My only refuge is thy grace. No outward forms can make me clean. The leprosy lies deep within. No bleeding bird, nor bleeding beast, nor hyssop branch, nor sprinkling priest, nor running brook, nor flood, nor sea, can wash the dismal stain away. Jesus, my God, thy blood alone hath power sufficient to atone. Thy blood can make me white as snow. No Jewish types could cleanse me so. Amen.